The East Side's favorite morning show.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning on Star 102.5.
Well, ladies love hot baseball players.
Well, I mean, we don't dislike them.
No, I guess not. And Colleen, I know you're not a big, you're not a hugger. You're not a, you know, super, you don't go out of your way to hug people.
We've talked
about this. It's okay.
No, I mean, well,
you have a time limit for the hug.
I do my pat. I'm not a strong embrace person.
Right.
Most of my hugs, people would tell you, seem, I'm not going to say half-hearted, but not particularly intimate because I do a tap, tap, tap. But that's just it. A hug kind of is an intimate thing.
Okay.
And so the tap, tap, tap makes it a little less
formal.
Right.
Okay. But Dodgers outfielder Cody Bellinger, he's probably going to be an all-star. He's having a great season. He's also very easy on the eyes.
Okay.
I mean, he's a tall, dark-haired, very handsome.
Tall drink of water.
Yes. And he sometimes will be playing in the outfield. And for the second game in a row, a woman has jumped the outfield fence to try and give him a hug. Cody just stands there and is.
At this point.
Can I get a hug? Can I get a hug?
And he just tells him, you're probably going to end up going to jail.
Right.
Because then security comes, and this woman, she was taken off. The other woman, she was forcibly tackled. It was, oh no. You got to watch. See, that's the thing. If you're going to run on the field, the security guard's chasing you, but there's always, I call him the sniper. He comes in from the side. He's out there just to take you out. That's what you got to look for. All right? Right. Don't worry about behind. Keep your eyes ahead on a swivel. Head on a swivel if you're going to run on the field.
Well, you shouldn't be doing that for any number of reasons.
Of course not. I mean, the first time, he was a little, I mean, people are running up from you behind when you're not expecting it. You don't know what kind of fan that could be. And it's just women looking for a hug because they are so enamored with him.
I will say it's a little awkward when you're not sure how you should embrace somebody. Sometimes, mm-hmm. like a handshake seems too formal.
Right.
I mean, we're not really going to do a high five, so you go in for a hug and someone gives you like a hip.
Ooh, a hip. Ooh, that's not good. You don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't care for you at all.
Well, I know. No, I get we're maybe more friendly than a handshake, but
right.
I'm not giving you frontal. I'm not giving you frontal.
Yeah.
Is what
not
they're saying.
You frontal.
You're getting side.
You're
hug.
Getting
side. You're inside hug.
Now, have you ever gone out of your way to try and get a hug from somebody? Like, doesn't it, maybe somewhat famous, maybe not, but you're like, I'm gonna, and maybe at a bar.
No, you know, and to be honest, if it were someone famous that I felt compelled to hug, mm-hmm. in this day and age, I would probably ask. I'd be like, can I give you a hug? Like, yeah. Well, like that woman did, but not running out on the field illegally.
Right. No,
she did ask.
Can I get a hug?
She did ask.
She did ask.
But she had already run out of the field. You've already crossed some lines.
You've
at that point, if you've already run up past the barricades,
mm-hmm.
just give the hug. I mean, you're already probably in trouble.
Right. Just give them the hug.
You might as well get the hug.
It's nice for you to ask, but at this point, you've already committed the crime.
You're going to be arrested.
So 280-1025, did you ever forcibly try and go out of your way to hug somebody? You're like, I want to hug that person. I remember I had a friend, and she saw some guy that she liked from across the bar, and she just walked over and just hugged him.
Yeah, I mean, add that to the list of things that probably only women get away with. I mean, you know,
can't just walk up to
if you're a dude, it's not the same.
Right.
I'm going to talk about a double standard there,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I mean, some people are real huggy. I don't know.
You know, the new kids on the block were in town not too long ago.
I saw all kinds of people posing with them.
I know, all sorts of hugs. So did you run across to give hugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to know, because
okay.
I don't think this baseball player is alone in being hugged. 280-1025.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I sort of have a story like this.
Okay.
I accidentally hugged a stranger. I was 16 years old, and I was attending a high school football game with my friend, and we were supposed to meet this guy named Jay. And we'd known him for a couple of years, but he didn't go to our high school. We were supposed to meet him at halftime at Walgreens. So we go to Walgreens, and I see Jay. This guy looks exactly like Jay. and I go up to him and I give him a hug, and he looks at me like I'm absolutely crazy. And then I realize this guy's got brown eyes and Jay has very, very blue eyes. I was so mortified, I didn't know what to say, and I ran and hid somewhere in the store so he couldn't see me again. It was just terrible. One of my most embarrassing moments ever.
The sign of a good hug is always when you have to go run and hide afterwards.
Oh, yeah, right.
Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
What a Central Iowa morning sounds like. Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
On Star 102.5.